Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Walking with the Lord, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
James is speaking to us about some of the conditions that we face in life, and he's reminding us, and we are to be encouraged today, that you can be sure of some things, and you can be sure today of the fact that whatever you're in today, God's with you, and whatever you're facing, God will see you through it. So the Word of God says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. But ye shall, but ye also, patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not only against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken of the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and the patience. And listen to what he says here. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Amen. You may think today, I just can't hold on any longer. You don't have to hold on. You do not have to hold on. You're safe in the hands of God. So if you're trying to hold on today, it's not going to work. Why don't you replace that holding on with trust in a God who is more than able? Amen? So today he says, behold, we count them happy which endure. You've heard of the patience of Job and have seen of the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. May he add the blessing to the reading of his precious, inerrant, infallible, inspired word today. Listen. Whatever you do, don't give up. I mean, regardless, some of you today, I can just feel radiating from your spirit today, the trials that you're in, the troubles you're going through, the sorrowful hearts that you've got, the difficulties that you're facing, the answers that you're seeking. But I want to encourage you today, in the name of Jesus, don't give up. Amen. You know, the Word of God is powerful. This last past Sunday, I preached a message on the training ground for tragedy. And it just wasn't related to the issues that our friends in Appomattox have gone through in this 3.5 tornado that wreaked destruction. But also, it may not be a tornado, but some of you are wreaking destruction in your life and difficulty and pains and struggle and valleys and all the things that you're facing in life. And you know, we are on a training ground today in the tragedies that we face in life, but realizing today we can continue in the common theme that I've been trying to impress on your spirit that you can receive, and that is simply this: all things are possible to them that will believe. All things are possible to them that will believe. But let me tell you something today. All things are possible with God, but they're only going to be possible in your life when you reach out by faith and believe. Amen. First, you got to believe today in salvation and know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You must be born again. Jesus wasn't kidding when he said that. He meant exactly what he said. And he said what he meant. And you've got to be born again today. Nothing else is going to happen. You can believe there is a God, but if you haven't received him into your heart and your life, it's not going to make any difference in your life. You've got to know him as your personal Savior, and you've got to invite him into your life. And oh, I can tell you what a difference he'll make. Just not with the struggles and trials that you're going through. But let me tell you what, he's a constant companion, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll never fail you. He'll never let you down. He'll get you through whatever you're facing. And you can look to him in all times and know that he's a present God who is never going to let you down, fail you, or falter in any fashion or any form. So today you've got to come to him first and receive him as your personal Savior. And if you haven't done that, I'm telling you, you've totally missed the mark. Sitting in this church is not going to make you a Christian. It's when you give your heart to Christ, that's what makes you a Christian. You've got to receive him. And then once you receive him, oh, I like what the way Paul put it in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man, woman, person be in Christ, they're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things will become new. That means you've got a new heart. You've got a new life. You've got a new start. That means everything that was against you, everything that you have done in your past that was wrong, sinful, and in the degradation and the shame and shackles of sin, thank God it's been lifted from you. It's been removed from you. And therefore today, now you're a child of the King. I believe it's time, if you're a child of the King, I believe it's time you start living like you're a child of the King. I believe it's time you start believing in the God who is always there and who will never let you down. I believe it's time we step out in this crazy, mixed up world that we're living in today, and the things that are happening in our nation and the moral decline and a shaky economy and confusion in politics and in government and people getting all strung out and hung up about this thing on the election. Why don't you just put it down today and forget about it? Trust God and look to him. He'll take care of it all anyway. Amen. Let me tell you something today. Let me encourage you with something today. Don't get all knotted up and tied up with all this mess. Because God already knows who's going to win the election come November. And He knows who's going to be standing there with a hand raised, taking the oath on January the 16th, 2017. Stop letting that get you all strung up and strung out. Start getting hung up on Jesus. Amen. Start getting excited about this God. I made a little post this past week on Facebook about all this thing pertaining to election. Oh, if folks could put as much priority on this thing about who's running for office, if they would put as much emphasis and surrender their life to Jesus, you could do a whole lot more for Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. We had two guys of ours. One sitting right there. He's right. And another one sitting right there. They went out this past week. As every week they go out, knocking on doors. No, they don't go visit people they know. They go what we call cold turkey. And go knock on doors. And they give them tracts and they tell them about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the harvest came from them this past week because they won a soul to Christ. Amen. They were not out trying to politics for politicians. They were out giving out something that's already been bought and paid for, and it's free, and it's called the gift of salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Brad. Job well done. And don't stop. So in this world that we're living in, God wants us to believe that there is a God who is able. There's a God that's mighty. There's a God today that is high and lifted up. His name is Adonai. He is the Lord. He is Jehovah. He's God. Nothing's going to change that. I don't care who's sitting in a White House or who's a king or who's a monarch or who is ruling the country or whatever condition they're in. I want you to know today, nothing is going to change the fact He's still God and He will always be God. Amen. So I'm going to place my trust, my confidence, and my faith in Him, and I'm going to believe in what He has said and what He will do. I know the Lord as my Savior. And I know the might and the power that He possesses, and I know what He can do in the hearts and lives of people that will simply just come to Him and start decreasing in themselves and letting Him start increasing in them. That's what our God will do. So knowing this today, we today can grasp the fact that God does not want you to give up and He wants you to trust the Lord. And James used these words or this word, and it's a word today that in most Christians' vocabulary we run from, and it's called patience. We said, well, I asked for patience and all I got was trouble. Well, let me tell you what. Start asking for grace. Amen. But when you're talking about patience, it's rendered today. And you know, it's not a bad word. We've let the world identify us in the capacity today in the identification of the word patience. And we say, ooh, don't want that. No, actually, you need that. You need it because patience is interpreted today meaning endurance or perseverance. You've got to endure to the end. You've got to be strong and faithful. You've got to remain on the firing line today. God's never promised you that life is going to be easy, but He's promised you if you'll stay with His plan, it'll be a blessing. And so we endure today. We persevere through what we're going through. And so we then grasp the pages of this blessed black book called the Word of God, because this Word today is a book of faith. Amen. If you don't receive it by faith, it's not going to work. Amen. But it's just not about faith. It's faith that endures. It's faith. If you don't believe that, you read through the pages of God's Word. And you see what God has done in the lives. You go to the Hall of Fame of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11, and you see the mighty people that God used in their walk with God. And you'll find that their walk was a faith walk. It's faith today that through the trials we overcome. And I like that word, overcome. Amen. And the only way that I can overcome is with the day that I came over. And the day that I stepped into the place where God was at. And I did that by the process of faith. I cried out unto the Lord. He heard my cry. He delivered me. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my foot upon a rock. He established my going. He's put praise in my spirit. And today, He is a great and awesome God. Amen. Praise God. So the Bible then is filled today with the details of those who God greatly and mightily used. Well, God can't use me, and that was in the Bible days, but He's the God who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't forget that.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.